This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A $1 billion bond will head to Denver voters in November. It would pay for existing city infrastructure and some new projects. Some of those include $70 million for the first phase of a new city park and almost $60 million to buy land for affordable housing. Public schools must distribute materials on gun violence prevention to parents under a new law that takes effect today. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The new law requires the Office of Gun Violence Prevention to post gun violence prevention materials on its website. Schools must distribute the materials to parents at the beginning of the school year. Materials can include how to store guns safely in the home and how to talk to children about gun safety and gun violence. 45% of Colorado adults live in a household with at least one firearm. In 2021, nearly a third of youths in Colorado said they could access a loaded firearm without an adult's permission. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Survivors of sexual assault who become pregnant now have a clearer path to giving up parental rights in Colorado. Another new state law allows a woman to skip the usual legal steps by submitting a sworn affidavit to the court. If a judge agrees the case qualifies, the survivor is no longer legally responsible for the child. A standardized form to help start the process will be available by next year. The law is one of more than 200 taking effect today. In Colorado, laws automatically take effect 90 days after the legislative session ends, unless lawmakers set a different effective date. This is CPR News.